Dr. Damona Warren. The song is entitled, I Know That He Loves Me. Well, Pastor Michael Gamble, man, I tell you what, we are there. I know that a lot of people are saying, hey, this message is right on time. I need to know something about purpose. Does it really have power? So let me let you start where you want to start that discussion of the power of purpose.
Yes, sir. Again, though, such an honor to be in your presence. And I've been thinking about that for the last couple of days, because in my life, I realized that even at the point of my life now, I'm walking in purpose. And that path to purpose, really first, the word purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. And it's a reason for existing. We in the body of Christ, a lot of time we've got some bad information over the years, and we've allowed people to determine our purpose or to speak into our lives, where God has already done it, not only at this time, but before the foundation of the world. And so that's why it's such a, I think it's some great information as we really sit down and really search out the word purpose. And it comes from a Greek word, telos, and it's to shoot after. And in my prayers this year, because God has showed me a couple of things as we come into this beginning of this year, and one of them is the year of purpose, because there are so many people in the body of Christ that really don't know what their purpose is. And on the road to a purpose, I have to, because we fall under the, as we look at the letters of Paul, and Paul was the one that was the apostle to the Gentiles. And as an apostle to the Gentile, he gave us some truths that we have to apply in our lives if we really want to understand what our purpose is. And if you come to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the first and second verse, we can read and we can see that Paul said, I beseech you, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And then in verse 2, he tells us that, but be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And so to really get to the place that where you want to pursue God for your purpose, we must have a transformed mind. Mm-hmm. And we cannot conform to the world, because the world has a different concept of purpose than what God has for our lives. And so on that road path, on that road to purpose, we must truly understand that God has a specific purpose that you that he wants you to do in your lifetime. And so that's why it's so important that a lot of Christians, and I'm talking about born-again believers, mm-hmm. that really never get to their ultimate purpose or what God put them on the planet for. And so this is something that I think is so awesome that even when you approach me with this and you said, look here, preacher, let's talk about purpose, because this is going to open the eyes, especially at the beginning of this year, because this is going to be such a year that people are going to operate in their purpose and where God is taking us. And not only that, I was reading the book of Jeremiah, the 29th chapter and the 11th verse, and because sometimes we can get some, that the information could be so out of place to we got God as the bad person. Because this is not what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah said in verse 29 and 11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. He said thoughts of peace, not of evil. He said, to give you an expected end. He said, when you call upon me and go and pray, he said, I'm going to hearken unto you. He said, not only that, he said, you shall find me when you seek me with all your heart. Wow. He said, when you open up your heart, because we know God is a spirit. And if we're going to find out our spiritual, that's the spiritual purpose,
yeah,
Ella.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we can have a natural purpose in life, but if it's not labeled, if it's not together with our spiritual side, it's really a purpose that not going to fulfill what God called you to do. And so that's why it's so important. And even as I talk to you about it, and even your role here at the radio station and how God has blessed you and all those good things and how it all worked together, because it was ultimately God's purpose.
Yes, sir. You know, I want to ask you something about what you just read to us, too. You shall find me when you seek me with all your heart. Now, I think that is good as long as it's in God's plan for us to have big, beautiful homes. I think that if it's in God's plan, it's good for us to have small, neat, clean homes. I think that when it's in God's plan, it's fine for us to have nice luxury cars. I think when it's God's plan, it's okay for us to have something that's very, very simple, but it always gets us where we need to be. We fix on it, but it's always getting us from point A to point B. I think it's great when we can, through ethical practices, earn enough money to have a huge wardrobe. I think it's okay for us to have two or three suits, two or three dresses that we keep clean and they fit right and we're able to wear those. Wherever God's plan is, I'm saying all that to ask this. In light of the fact that this scripture says, you shall find me when you seek me with all your heart. Do you think that sometimes Christians kind of get off the path of discovering their true purpose because they're so busy seeking things from God instead of seeking God himself, thinking that there's, oh, this is how you seek God?
Yes, sir. That is so powerful because the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew, the 6th chapter and the 33rd verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so that's why it is so important that we put him first. Mm-hmm. We seek him with our spirit because, again, he is a spirit. And when we do that, God really opens up to us because certain things I found out, if God would bless us in certain areas of our life more than we can really receive at that time, it could damage us. Mm. And that's one thing. God don't want to damage his children. God loves his children. And so even in the process, when we open up our heart, that means with every, because we triune beings. We have a spirit. We live in a body, the silhouette that you brush the hair of it. You wash the face of it, and it's a silhouette that we have. But that's to live on this earth. You must have the body. We have a soul, our will, our mind, our emotions, our intellect, and our imagination. And God gave us those too. But when it come around to the spirit, we was made in the image of God. So we are spirits. And it's sometimes to really fulfill or to get to a place in God that you want to find out what your purpose is, you must come with your whole heart. He said, these things that whatever you pursue me for, he said, I'm God enough to provide it in your life. But when you put me first, because we understand that even when we're dealing with God, there are stages. We don't just get up and get saved and we at that high level, even as you, as a man of God, where you at now, the role that you play in our community, you didn't get this when you first got saved. You couldn't, true. There's no way in the world you could have handled this, but God has put stages in your life and levels in your life and faith to faith and from glory to glory. And as we search God, as we seek God out, God will reveal it. But see, what's making it so awesome sometimes, God could show you the whole picture, but he's not going to take you straight to the mountaintop. There are levels that we must understand and we must go through. There are stages that we have an adversary, yes, and he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. And so that is why it is so important in our lives sometimes that we realize that through the stages of where God taking us, that we're going to begin to see and allow God to fulfill what he want to do in our lives. Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Gamble sharing with us the power of purpose. Stay with us. We'll be right back in just a few to continue this rich conversation.
He first loved me.